From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Thousands of demonstrators are gathering in Barcelona to oppose Sunday's referendum on Catalonian independence from Spain. Madrid has declared the vote illegal, and authorities in Spain have begun sealing off polling stations and confiscating ballots. While the Spanish national government says there will be no Catalonian independence vote, Catalonia's regional government continues preparations for the referendum. At the same time, the European Union officials say they will not mediate the dispute between Spain and Catalonia, calling it a matter of Spanish law. The United States State Department says North Korea is showing no interest in pursuing talks on its nuclear and missile programs after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson acknowledged the United States was communicating directly with Pyongyang. Get more on this story from Marissa Melton.
Tillerson said the U.S. was probing North Korea's willingness to talk and called for a calming of the situation on the Korean Peninsula, adding it was incumbent on the North to halt the missile launches. Tillerson said this was not a dark situation, that the U.S. had up to three channels to Pyongyang, and conversations were actively taking place. Tillerson did not elaborate about those channels or the substance of any discussions. While Tillerson affirmed that the U.S. would not recognize North Korea as a nuclear power, he also said the Trump administration had no intention of trying to oust North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And authorities on the Indonesian island of Bali are asking thousands of people to return home after they evacuated this week because of the threat of volcanic eruptions from long-dormant Mount Agung. The agency said the extra people are placing an undue burden on the nearly 500 shelters set up by the government for those whose homes are in the danger zone. This is VOA News.